And here we are, the center of town and all that going on, and oh, the fever epidemics were just terrible.
Yeah.
The cemetery is full of little graves, fever.
Mm-hmm.
Some say typhus, some say typhoid, and some say yellow, but fever just the same.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why anybody really got diagnosis, because I don't think.
What did they used to What did they used to give you there for that, for the fever, the medicine?
No, I don't know.
The little tablets sometimes.
Well, aspirin now, but that many years ago, I don't think they had aspirin.
Quinine.
Yes, it would have. Yes.
How do you say that?
Quinine.
Quinine. That's what I thought. You know, I can never remember to say it the way people here say it.
Quinine.
Yeah. Okay. Let me see. Oh. The things in the old days they would drive a cart with, they would have a cart attached, the animals.
Now say it over.
In the old days, the animals they would use for driving a cart?
Yes.
Mules. Okay, and if you had two of them, you'd call that a?
Pair of mules.
Okay. Then to carry a big heavy load, sometimes they'd have those big animals like?
Yes, but I don't know the name, like a
bull,
like the bear people have.
Yeah.
Those great big hoofs.
Yeah, those are horses.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, you could use an ox.
Okay.
Oxen.
Okay.
An oxen would be a pair.
Mm-hmm.
Else you'd have an ox.
Okay. Let me see, and a little one when it's first born is called a little cow, when it's for an ox.
Calf.
Okay, and two of them are?
Calves.
Okay, and let me see, I'm sure we've already said this somewhere, but the riding animals are called?
The riding animals?
Yeah, the kind of
horses.
Ride. Okay, and a female is called a?
Mare.
Okay, and if you didn't know how to ride, you'd say, I have never?
Ridden.
Okay, but everyone around here likes to?
Ride.
Okay. And last year he?
Rode.
And every day he?
Rides.
Okay. The parts of the horse's feet that you put the shoes onto.
Hoofs.
Okay. And if you're talking about just one of them.
Hoof.
And a female sheep.
Ewe.
Okay. And the stuff they have on their backs is?
Wool.
And a male hog.
Boar.
Were there ever, do you remember, special words that might be used around women or only in polite company for male animals like that?
I know they never said a bull hog. I know that one.
They never said that in front of women. What would they use, do you know?
They don't need to talk that.
Huh?
They don't need to speak that.
Uh-huh.
They don't need to say it.
Uh-huh.
I know I was going down to Savannah, and this bull was in the street, and I said, oh my goodness, what in the world? And they said, it's a bull hog. Don't look at him, and I didn't look at him, and then I turned around to look, and I thought, oh my goodness gracious, what would anybody say about that? It would be something you wouldn't, that's all.
Okay.
I don't think I ever heard it.
Yeah.
And I think the only reason I could say it now is that of that one incident, because I really wouldn't know the word.
Okay. Let me see. A little one, when it's first born, is
piglet.
Called. Okay. And if it's a little bit older than that, it's called a.
What?
Shoat?
Oh, yeah. Shoat, yes. Uh-huh. That's it. Sure.
How do you pronounce that?
Shoat.
Shoat, like
uh-huh.
that? And then when they're grown, they're called?
Pigs.
Pigs, okay.
Or hams. Pigs.
Pigs, or the other word for them is?
Hogs?
Hogs. Yeah, do you use that?
Yeah, yeah. Mother hog.
Okay. Then the stiff things they have on their back, or those stiff hairs they have on their back, are?